The Pop Culture Show is presented by Big Five Cafecito Cuban Coffee Rum. Florida made, Cuban inspired, enjoyed everywhere. Big Five Cafecito Cuban Coffee Rum.
Our guest today is a YouTuber with millions of subscribers. Rick Beato, welcome to the Pop Culture Show.
Thank you, Burns.
I think we also have to add that formally, you know, Rick, successful rock star in a band called Billionaire.
Yep.
Producer, sound engineer, amazing guitar player, writer, producers, worked with everyone from Shinedown, Need to Breathe. I mean, the list goes on and on of what he has done. What haven't you done? It's pretty successful.
Taking a break.
Rick, does 2 million plus subscribers, does that equate to like a dollar a head? How does that work?
Something like that.
No. I mean, your following is unbelievable. The engagement on the videos you put out, it's really impressive.
Rick, you should tell everybody the story about how you got into it, because you kind of fell into it and from your assistant. You should tell that story because it's really crazy how it happened and then you just became wildly successful.
Yeah, so I had an assistant named Rhett, and he came to my studio for probably 3 years or so. And one day in 2016, he says, "You should start a YouTube channel." I was like, "What? Nobody gonna watch a white-haired guy on YouTube." He's like, no, I think, I said, "I don't even own a camera. I'm gonna bring my camera in tomorrow. I'm gonna help you make your channel trailer." I said, "What do I make videos about?" "You know, whatever. Talk about music, talk about music theory, talk about producing, talk about engineering, whatever, you know, you talk about all these different," because you see me lecture the bands all the time on different things. On compression, on EQ, on whatever. So he brought his camera in. He made my channel trailer, which is actually still my channel trailer. First time you come into my channel, you see that, and then you never see it again. And then about a week later, June 8th, 2016, I made my first video, and then I just started making them after that by myself.
Well, how many views did your first video get? When did you know?
Nothing. I mean, Well, actually, my first video has over a million views now, but it took me about 40 videos before I had a video with 1,000 views.
So it's very similar to our podcast. It takes a lot of episodes before you get traction, right?
It does. It takes about, I would say, about 40 or so. And any YouTube channel that's successful that I know, because I have a lot of friends who I've helped kind of start their YouTube channels, and YouTube never pushes their channel until they have about 40 episodes or so.
So what was the first one that you thought, wow, this is like really something, this could be successful?
I did one of the videos that was like the first viral video I had was a rant about Apple computers.
As you can see, I have a bunch of Apple computers behind me. This is the one I've been making my videos on. This is a 2013 that died the other day. Now, just to show you that I'm not just some typical Apple user, I also have a Mac Mini. What is this? An iPad. iPhone 6. Now, I have a lot of money invested, as you can see, in Apple products. Tens of thousands of dollars, if not more. But my relationship with Apple is coming to an end, and I'll tell you why.
Apple, it's good if you like crap, is what I called it. And I was mad because, and I use Apple computers. I'm on an Apple computer right now. I got mad because of how they kept changing iTunes and they kept changing all these features every time that you upgraded, and I lost my library. And you know how all these things are? They make the, every time you have, it's
yeah,
like everything I bought was gone.
You have to authorize a computer, then deauthorize a computer,
yeah,
all that
so
stuff.
I got mad. I made a rant video just as a nothing thing, and it got millions of views.
That's what does it, though.
At what point did YouTube reach out to you because they saw something happening? Like you were making waves. Did they ever like email you? They call you? How does that work?
The only thing that I've ever had with YouTube is after I did it, I testified for before Congress, the Subcommittee on Intellectual Properties.
But they feature you a lot on their homepage.
Yes, I've had 7 trending videos in the past year, but that's if you get a video that gets, you know, 500,000 views in a day or 1 million views, whatever.
Well, the trend on our videos is usually that no one watches them. That's a pretty consistent Trent.
Yeah, can you post us on your channel, please?
We get all these listens and we get in all other outlets, but YouTube could give a shit about anything we have to put out. Maybe now that'll change.
No, YouTube is tough though. They're tough. But I think this is just my theory that if you have 40 videos and then you have one that has the right thing, then they'll push that video. And if it takes off, they figure that people can binge watch your other videos. And then if they start watching your other videos, then they will really push your channel.
Do you have one of those cool plaques, by the way? Don't some YouTubers get this like little plaque?
Yeah, you get a plaque at 100,000 subscribers and a plaque at 1 million. So I've got those. And then you get one at 10 million. So it's like the 10 million is like the diamond record, right? If you think of, so you get your gold record, platinum record, the million's your platinum thing. And then diamond is, you get a diamond at 10 million.
But coming from being like a classically trained musician to a rock star to, could you ever imagine in your gray days that you would be a famous YouTuber? That's just unbelievable.
Well, there was no YouTube then when I was doing that. So.
No, but I know. But like, you would never, if someone said, because now when you ask any kid what they want to be, they want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah,
it's pretty weird. When I, funny thing is, when I would go I was on the school board at my kid's school, but back in 2014 or 2016, 2017 for a couple of years. And when parents would ask me what I do, I would say, I'm a YouTuber. And it was very strange. I mean, what do you say? Like, what is your job? What do you do? I'm a YouTuber. And that's my job.
Your content's great. You talk about, the charts and what's famous on the charts. You also talk, I love, I always tell everybody the story about the Justin Bieber song, maybe copying another song. And you kind of, you break it down into simple terms that I can understand. But what, have you been surprised by some of the people that actually watch and reach out to you, like some of the more famous people or famous guitar players or musicians?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always surprised that people that watch it. I got a message from Joni Mitchell after I did an episode on the song Amelia. Joni sent me a Christmas present.
Wow.
She's her assistant. Well, Joni didn't reach out. Her assistant reached out to me and said that Joni saw my video and loved it and watched a bunch of my other videos. Because I made some videos, like I made a video on Jaco Pastorius, the bass player, played with Joni on a few of her records. And you can kind of go down a rabbit hole with these. And I interviewed Larry Carlton, who played with her. I interviewed Robin Ford that played with her. So I have all these connections of people. And so that's one of the people that, and I'm the biggest Joni Mitchell fan. So,
you know what I want to talk about? The comment section of YouTube videos. How can they start off with, that's a great video, and the next comment is, yeah, well, Trump was robbed. I mean, all of a sudden it just diverts. I mean, do you read the comments on YouTube?
There's a thing where you can filter. I always tell people, don't ever talk about politics in the comment. There's never a comment on politics in any of the comment things on my video, ever. So I put in, you put in filters, you put in all the politicians' names that would be brought up, and they just go to spam. So one of the things that really surprised me, I just did a video on YouTube, a breakdown on Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. And the vitriol for U2, I mean, it's polar opposite and everything. But now it's interesting that the vitriol was in the first day, and now all the comments are positive.
Really?
Yeah. Now all
haters
the YouTube,
gonna hate. I mean,
all the YouTube fans now have found the video and they're starting to watch it. So,
but when you are live, like I'll watch you on Instagram, and it's amazing the speed of comments that are coming in. It must just be dizzying for you to try to keep up with it. That being said, I would like for you to answer my question that I sent through, and you skipped. And my question was, best guitarist to ever come out of Atlanta.
Oh, man. Good question, Barnes.
That is a great question.
You just went right past that.
Okay, I thought you were going to say best guitarist of all time, but Atlanta.
No, from the music scene.
From the music scene, wow. I'm going to throw one out there that is a phenomenal guitarist, Brendan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Phenomenal guitarist. Oh, man.
Producer Brendan O'Brien, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I would have said John Mayer.
John is an amazing guitar player. I don't think of John as being from Atlanta, I guess, you know, even though he was from Atlanta. But Brendan, because Brendan was behind the scenes, me being a producer, I have an interest. So I was at a studio in Nashville, a big studio back in 2012. And I said to the head engineer, it's one of the biggest studios. And I said, who's the best session guitar player that's come through here? And he goes, and I figured he'd mention a Nashville session star. And he goes, oh, definitely Brendan O'Brien. I said, wow. And I knew that Brendan, I mean, I said, yeah, I've seen Brendan play. He used to play at Smith's Old Bar on Thanksgiving night. He had a thing with Rick Richards that he would do, a cover gig. And he did it for a few years, and he was unbelievable.
What's been your biggest video so far that you've posted?
The top 20 acoustic guitar intros of all time.
Crafting the introduction of a song with a memorable guitar part is a difficult thing to do. There should be an identifiable instrumental hook called the signature that begins the song. It's usually a combination of a melodic line and the chord progression. Now, I don't mean songs like Landslide that just picks through the chords. That's a great part on its own, but it's not really a melodic hook. In this video, I'm going to count down my top 20 acoustic guitar intros of all time. Coming in at number 20 is a song that actually strums the chords, but this strumming part is really the entire hook of the song. It also uses these sus chords, sus 2 and sus 4 chords.
It's like the first Ooh. Video I ever did with acoustic guitar on my channel. It's got 12 and a half million views now.
Oh my gosh.
Do you just get a check every month from YouTube? How does that, being very serious, how does that work when you're a YouTuber? Does it go by your views and then you just get like some statement that says?
Or direct deposit.
Yeah, from Google.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but I do so many videos, Barnes, that are unmonetized. So when I do a video like that, well, that is a content sharing thing. So that you split the every single song. So there's 20 songs in there that you're splitting the money with each of the 20 artists, right? So it's
getting
whittled down.
What about when people come to you and say, hey, I want to make it on YouTube? And I'm sure you get people asking for advice all the time. What do you tell them?
You got to make about 40 videos and be consistent about it. And right when you think that that it's not going to happen, that's when it happens. So I have a friend that's named Ward Carroll. That's he used to teach at the Naval Academy. He's a writer, and he's was a fighter pilot. And so he was starting a YouTube channel and I said, oh, you'd be great on YouTube, Ward. So he started making videos, and he called me about, I don't know, a month ago or so. And he's like, I've done these videos, and I looked at his thing. It's like about 40, Ward. And he said, yeah, nothing over 1,000 views. And then all of a sudden, he made a video about Top Gun. I mean, was a real fighter pilot, taught at the Naval Academy. And he's like, you know, and he is a great storyteller. Well, all of a sudden, this video has got 375,000 views now. And all of his other videos took off, and he's gotten about 15,000 subscribers in the last 2 weeks.
There you go. So your advice was right.
Incredible.
There you go.
And how often, by the way, should you post if you're just starting out on YouTube? Is it once a week, once a day?
My first year, I posted, I always think I did about 300 videos the first year. It probably wasn't quite that many, but I've made 820 videos or so for my channel.
Seriously, really? He works hard. He told me when we chatted a few weeks ago that he spends 10 to 12 hours a day 7 days a week on this channel.
Well, but then you have Instagram, and then you have TikTok, and then you have Facebook, and then you, I mean, that's like a full, do you have social media managers? You just hand off the content and say, go?
No, I'm it.
He's it.
You do it all. You post it and everything.
I post it. Yeah. I make my Instagram video in the morning. First thing. I usually post on Instagram every day. I've got about, I don't know, about 340,000 followers on Instagram, but it's all guitar for the most part on Instagram. And then,
And then I
put out a YouTube video about every other day. So I'm always working on stuff. I don't have anything saved, any backlog of stuff to put out. I just make whatever video I think of during the day. I make it.
No wonder you have gray hair, and you're only 25.
59.
He works actually, all day. But
yeah.
That's right. You had a birthday last week, I believe, right?
Thank you. 59.
You have some diehard fans out there, though. I mean, when we post this, people are going to go nuclear because they love you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on, Rick. It was really cool to see you on here and learn what you're doing.
Great tips.
And if you don't follow him, which how could you not? Everyone already does. Follow Rick Beato. Is there a website where everything is?
Yeah.
Like all the links to your...
Just follow me on YouTube. Follow me on YouTube or Instagram. How's that?
We're just
going to start tagging you in every one of our videos. Rick, he's in this somewhere. I'm telling you he's here.
There you go.
All right, Rick. Well, thank you very much for coming on from LA. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Subscribe and listen to The Pop Culture Show with Barnes, Leslie, and Cubby.